Alaska Extension Almanac.
Larkspur has been spotted in many pastures, and it can be poisonous to cattle and other livestock. Nebraska Extension Range Management Specialist Mitch Stevenson talks about why larkspur is dangerous for cattle and gives some management tips for controlling it.
Larkspurs, they are a toxic plant. They have an alkaloid in there that can be quite lethal to cattle, and it doesn't take a whole lot of consumption. So some of the records show that as little as about 0.5% of body weight might be all that it takes for it to be lethal to cattle. So the larkspurs tend to be much more palatable in the spring. So we're talking like late April when that's probably when they're really small. But so you're probably thinking more in the lines of May and June when they're just growing. That tends to be when they're more palatable to cattle. They're more lethal in terms of their alkaloids that are there. So once they reach that maturity point, though, once after about seed set, they tend to be a little less susceptible to poisoning after that. Part of that's probably just palatability issues. Cattle aren't going to be grazing them quite as much, so there's less risk later in the summer. And so when we think about some of our management, if they do have a lot in a pasture and you can rotate out of that pasture, not go into that pasture until later in the summer, that's a management strategy that could be a viable option to limit some of the grazing that might be happening on larkspur. Sheep have been shown to be less susceptible to poison. You know, I still think that there can be some problems there, but they actually recommend using sheep to go out before and to graze on the larkspur as a management tool as well, because they'll graze it so the cattle won't, and then the risk of them getting poisoned so much less that you typically don't have as much to worry about. There's actually some research going on in eastern Wyoming right now, or over the last few years, that has been trying to look at that a little bit more, using targeted grazing with sheep as a tool to limit some of that larkspur challenge with cattle. So if you're managing with timing of grazing, managing it with targeted grazing with sheep or goats is the potential. If you are thinking about herbicide, there's a number of options that are out there, and several that are labeled for for application or target larkspur control. And so picloram and metsulfuron methyl are the two ones that are available that have it listed, and that's usually sold under the trade name Tordon or Escort as two of the herbicides that have been shown to control larkspur pretty well. So timing of herbicide application is important in this as well. And so using the recommended amounts, rates, and the times that for these different products is recommended. The vegetative growth phase is typically the best stage to hit it with herbicide. So earlier in the growing season, you're going to have more opportunity than after it's reached seeds or flowering and seed set, essentially. When we think about herbicides on native rangelands, now our larkspurs are native species, and so they do have value. They're supposed to be in our plant communities here, and so when we think about that, I oftentimes just want to think about spot spraying or small scale spraying in maybe some of the most thick areas, because a lot of these herbicides aren't just particular to larkspur or some of the species we want to get rid of. They'll take out a lot of the forb species that are out there. And so just being mindful of that and thinking through that is in a herbicide management protocol, I think, is valuable.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.